A suicide bombing escalates Middle East tensions. Pakistan's disaster stalls a scripture project. And a 1040 window outreach is not the only focus for a mission agency. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with Hamas's refusal to renew a treaty with Israel in January. That bodes ill for a smooth electoral cycle in early 2006. Already, violence has shattered the uneasy lull. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says believers are caught in the crossfire.
You have the Palestinians, primarily Muslims. You have the Israelis, primarily Jews. The Christians, in some cases, become almost people without a country. In the back and forth between Israel and Palestine and between the various political factions as well as the radical Muslims within Hamas.
While their work in the Middle East is limited, Nettleton says the remnant church there is active.
It's dangerous just to be there, but then to be vocal in your Christian faith and draw attention to yourself in that way makes it even more dangerous. So it's a very challenging situation in which to live out your faith in Christ, particularly if you are bold in witnessing for him to other people.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministries' plans to launch a project in Pakistan got cut short by the devastating earthquake. It remains on hold until the situation stabilizes. The Pakistani team member that was negotiating left the U.S. and went home to see how bad things were. He later shared with Audio Scriptures that many of his family members and friends didn't survive the disaster. With the onset of winter, he's now asking people to pray, as many of the basic survival needs are still unmet in some areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. Talking Bibles International is reaching an illiterate people group in Mozambique with the gospel. They're doing it through partnerships. Luke Ryder is with Cross Connection Outreach, the distribution and production partner for the New Testament for the Shitswa people.
There's approximately 1.7 million people who speak the Shitswa language.
He says the illiteracy rate in Mozambique makes audio scripture essential.
The illiteracy rate in Mozambique is astounding. Basically, no one reads their mother language.
The project started last July, and distribution is already taking place, says Ryder.
We've gotten Bibles there through organizing teams to take Bibles through their luggage, and we have about 500 Bibles in the country right now with about 400 in circulation. And those Bibles are actually in areas where people have never heard the Word of God before.
Your gift of $30 can provide one of these Bibles. Meanwhile, Mission to Unreach Peoples says any Christian can be used to reach the lost in countries where there are no churches or missionaries. Unreach Peoples' Jeff Kwan says they have about 230 missionaries serving in about 17 different countries, serving as doctors, accountants, engineers, hairdressers, and more. His message is simple.
Everybody is a missionary. We hope that people can see that and really see the potential that they have to serve. Just because your vocation isn't one that you might think of as a missionary, God can certainly use that.
Kwan understands that not everyone can go to the mission field, so he's asking people to get involved through prayer and research.
We really would like to invite people and challenge people to adopt people groups and adopt ministries. It's certainly a wonderful opportunity to get involved in what God's doing. And a lot of other countries.
To get information on that, go to our website. And Wycliffe USA is wrapping up the Forum of Bible Agencies North America this week. About 40 people are networking to find out how to partner together to engage people in North America and the world with the Word of God. Their goal is to reverse the Bible reading decline and to encourage people to read God's Word. Teams are hoping that relationships between the organizations will be strengthened. Pray that God moves in significant ways. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.